Sponsor of On Point Talk.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses, removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
It started out like a totally normal day.
I love you.
I mean, I guess I was a little sweaty and I was definitely sore. I thought I had gas. Turns out I was having a heart attack. Heart disease is the number one killer of American women. So now I take care of myself and tell the other women in my life to do the same. Make it your mission to save your life and the lives of the women you love. Find out more from the American Heart Association at goredforwomen.org.
On Point Talk is a proud sponsor of Go Red for Women and the Central Louisiana American Heart Association. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive, or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. On this Wind Down Wednesday. Oh, yeah, the week is winding down. A lot of people are in school. I know we are. So every single morning, we're going to remind you, even for those school zones that have not started flashing, to slow down. Remember, school buses, school kids, school zones, they're in effect until 9 a.m. And for those kids who are not in school, like kids we saw yesterday that darted out in front of us while we were driving on bicycles. Now, granted, they did get in the bicycle lane, but they are soaking up the last literal hours of summer vacation. We want to remind you to make sure that you stay engaged. Watch out not only for school kids, school buses, and school zones, but kids that have not gone back to school. Hey, y'all, it's Wind Down Wednesday. We've got an incredible show on point, a show that you do not want to miss. Stay with us. We're going to take a break here, but we're back with so much more right after this. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive. Or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Brian, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years' experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
The concrete jungle, home to the Burger Devotee, adept at discovering deliciousness. The aroma of thick-cut applewood smoked bacon. The spicy, cool kick of habanero ranch sauce.
Woo!
Things that send a Burger Devotee's senses soaring. And McDonald's, hungry for their dedication, has just the thing to attract them. Three new quarter-pounder burgers, bacon habanero ranch, deluxe, and bacon and cheese. Only true devotees can spot burgers this good. And they're another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. If you're just getting started on this Wind Down Wednesday, it's 7:43 a.m. Central Standard, 8:43 Eastern, and this segment is sponsored by Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program. Share today and shape tomorrow. Here's the number you can phone for more information. It's 318-484-2260. Also, Hixson Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, their website, www.hixsonhasit.com. And First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for over 60 years. Now, this morning, we have got a very special person, some very special people in the studio, and someone that has been a partner, a sister, and a friend to the OPT Network since its literal inception, since it was birthed. I call her one of those midwives. And, you know, last week, or the first of the week, I was telling you that we had the distinct honor to be at Glenda Stock's birthday party and also her retirement. Well, this morning, Glenda and her family are joining us in the studio to talk about what I would call a momentous shift. And for many of you, you know Glenda Stock as a philanthropist. You know her as a public servant. Most importantly, as a woman of God, a friend, a sister, an aunt, so many things. And I say to her, the mother of about 300 people and counting. And her season is changing. And as seasons change, there's always new dawnings. In addition to Glenda being with us this morning, I want to introduce to Alexandria and to all of our surrounding areas, her brother, Terry Wilburn, and his wife, Carita Wilburn. Ladies and gentlemen, good morning and welcome to the OPT Network.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Terry and Carita, before I start with you, Glenda, I want to start with you because we have been talking on the show so much about shifting, so much about seasons coming and going. And for a lot of people that really don't understand, I want to talk about the faith, the tenacity, and the wherewithal it has taken to move out of a season that you have been in, you and David, of course, for many, many years, and to move into the next season. Let's talk about how that began.
Sure, happy to. You know, things occur so often in our life, and a little philosophy I've lived by all my life is everything happens for a reason, and I used to use that so strongly. And to be candid with you, when David passed away, I couldn't even say that phrase out loud because It took on a whole new meaning for me. But as the months and months have gone by and other challenges have presented themselves in my life, I've been able to say that, you know, to myself, that things happen for a reason. You know, I'm kind of stubborn, and so I probably would not have made the decision to step back, slow down, wind it down, whatever it is that mm-hmm. people call it, without a few of those baseball bats in my head, so to speak. So having gone through the most recent one in February, you know, when I had the serious health condition occur,
mm-hmm.
It became very evident that God was trying to talk to me about shifting
mm-hmm.
and changing my season, so mm-hmm. to speak, as you nicely put it. So that's when I approached Terry, my brother, and his wife, Carita, because they are incredible business people and actually taught David and I everything we know about McDonald's, everything.
Was that a tough decision? Was that a tough moment when you call Terry up? And Terry, you hear Glenda on the other end, and you think what?
Well, actually, it was in the hospital bed.
Yeah, it was, actually.
Because I had talked to Glenda about this right after the thing of the day. I said, Glenda, you don't need to make any changes in your life until time has passed and you can make a sound decision,
mm-hmm.
not on feelings. And it wasn't something that I ever even anticipated that would come to pass.
Mm-hmm.
But when the last thing happened to my sister and her heart bypass.
Absolutely. And a lot of people, and we shared that, that Glenda had a heart bypass. And of course, we, along with all of our listeners, were praying for a speedy recovery. But then this happened. And you think what, Terry?
Well, I think there's got to be a higher power involved here,
mm-hmm.
because there's too many things that came together so quickly and so easily,
mm-hmm.
that if someone had written this in a book, no one would have believed it.
Right.
Because it's much to the abnormal the way things came together.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, of course, I was born very religious and have a very religious background. But I really believe that there is a higher power involved in this whole endeavor.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was not anything that my wife and I ever needed, anticipated, or even wanted.
Absolutely.
But it kind of presented itself in a way that it was the right thing to do for my sister.
Absolutely.
And we wanted it to be a smooth transition for her.
Mm-hmm.
I want her life to be as easy as possible. And these kind of deals sometimes can be very difficult, very mm-hmm. difficult on you personally, and just your entire body. I mean, everything. Because
mm-hmm.
you get so involved in McDonald's and the people in McDonald's and in the community, like Glenda has been.
Absolutely.
She's such a strong personality in the community.
Everything to everybody.
Exactly. And it's very hard to come in that situation. This will make it easier for me because she's not leaving. She's not leaving.
I'm not going anywhere.
And I expect to take advantage of that that ability that Glenda has and that base that she's
mm-hmm.
built with this community
mm-hmm.
to keep her here. And she's going to remain in her office. She's going to remain in her house. And I'm going to take advantage.
She said maybe.
Exactly. I will take all advantages I can.
So, Carita, I want to turn to you. I know that you and Terry have known Glenda and David, and then she's going through the loss of her husband. She's going through heart bypass, and I know that you all are men and women of God, and you see her at that moment. And so you and Terry, what does that conversation sound like with you and him when you say, we need to approach this situation?
Well, I know the first thing I did was pray.
Absolutely.
Because the thought of taking on basically a whole market
mm-hmm.
was...
So let me just add this caveat for people who don't know Terry and Carita. They own 8 McDonald's down in South Louisiana, so their hands are nothing less than full. And then so now you're thinking, all right, how do we take on 5 more?
And, you know, it's funny because the first thing I did literally was pray.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, is this really something you want us to do?
Mm-hmm.
Because like Terry said, it wasn't something we went looking for.
Absolutely.
And my prayer was, if it's your will that we go to Alexandria, then you need to either open the doors, and if it's not, then
close.
Shut them.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, he opened every door wide open.
That gives me chills.
Every single door that we were sure would not be open
mm-hmm.
was wide open.
Mm-hmm. And so, Glenda, for you, after you have this conversation, you come out of the hospital and you start to recover, then what? Do you feel like this is absolutely where I need to be?
No, it wasn't that clear to me at all.
Okay.
In fact, I kind of went underground with the whole idea mm-hmm. in my mind. And of course, I had some, you know, my sister came and stayed with me during a month of recovery and therapy for the condition that I was healing from. And I just kept thinking, you know, I'm gonna fight this. I'm going to get over this, and mm-hmm. I'm going to be fine. I'm mm-hmm. going to do this, and I'm going to be okay. And that was in February, late February. And I guess it was at Easter when Terry, Carita, and Samuel came to visit, perhaps in Easter. And Terry reminded me of my appeal to him in mm-hmm. the hospital and you know, asked me, frankly, you know, he was trying to determine if I still had an interest. And it was the question that you dreaded, but you knew it needed to be asked, mm-hmm. you know, because I had not been able to say it out loud when I got home because mm-hmm. I kept thinking, oh, well, that was medically induced, I'm pretty sure, you know.
That was the medicine.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, Glenda. When you're going through this and you know that you've got to make this shift, you kind of feel that the season is ending. Does it feel like a betrayal of the dream that you and David had?
Yes, absolutely. I felt like I was abandoning mm-hmm. so many goals and hard work. And most of all, honestly, abandoning my employees. Because not having children, those became our children.
Absolutely.
And they loved being our children, mm-hmm. and I loved them being our mm-hmm. children. And so that's been a real tough step for me to let go. But I'm also so proud of the fact that they're all there. Mm-hmm. Nobody was displaced. Nobody lost a job. Everybody stayed 100%.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what makes me proud today is Terry and Carita telling me about how well they're doing and, mm-hmm. and how great they're doing. And, you know, so those are the rewards now that I have to cling to, mm-hmm. you know, that, yes, there's another journey for me to take, and, mm-hmm. and I'm going to do it, and God's going to see that I do it okay, and who knows where it'll go.
So. Absolutely. And so as you're making the decision and then you get there, can you talk about how you had to really use that faith muscle?
Oh, yeah. You know, as Terry referenced, selling a McDonald's is not like, you know, a normal transaction. The approval levels are nothing less short of the U.S. federal government, I'm pretty sure, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, the layers are just on and on and on. And they live about 2.5 hours south of here. Well, number one, that's kind of a violation, if you will, mm-hmm. to allow people to buy a market that do not live in that market. Of course, here, Terry and Carita are both owner-operators, and they have purchased a home here, and mm-hmm. they'll spend 50% of their time here.
Mm-hmm.
And McDonald's had to evolve, just as all other businesses have had to evolve, in allowing a little more flexibility in that to mm-hmm. get the right people in the right arena. I guess the other big hurdle was the acceptance that family could purchase family business.
Mm-hmm.
In my way of looking at it, it was the perfect scenario mm-hmm. because, you know, not having children, I definitely felt pride and a desire to keep this hard work of mine and David's in my family.
Absolutely.
And as you know, I have a nephew that mm-hmm. happens to be an apple of my eye, Samuel, at 14. And so we have, you know, lots of plans for him. God love him. He has not a chance to plan one.
And he is an incredible young
yes,
man.
Yes, he is.
And,
yes.
And you can only expect great things. And
yes.
And I was telling David and Carita after meeting him and really many of your family members at the party that he was just what you want your 14-year-old to be. And when you're not around for
yeah.
someone else to say that,
yeah.
it's amazing.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Terry and Carita. It's just it's remarkable to see young people that are rising up. Hey, everybody, you're on point. We've got to take a break here, but when we come back, we're going to have more with Glenda Stock's story and the evolution. Stay with us. We're back right after this.
From the start at the credit union with a heart, the heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Your children are your heart, and their education is important, but it can leave your pocketbook on life support. So where do you turn to take care of your little dear's back-to-school needs? No other place than Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. With their great back-to-school loan special, rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty discounts and a 12-month payment plan, you can get up to $2,000 today. So don't stress. Let Heart of Louisiana take care of your little heart this school year. Hurry in. Offer ends August 15th. Give them a call at 473-4562 or visit them on the web at heartcu.org.
APR equals annual percentage rate. Quote rate is the lowest available rate and will be based on your credit score. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. We will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana loans with this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA. Limit one back to school loan per household.
The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
What happens when your bank does the unexpected? When every encounter is refreshingly friendly and personal? When flexibility becomes an everyday occurrence and you find options instead of obstacles? Prosperity happens. Possibilities happen. There is such a bank, customer-focused and service-driven, there for you when you're ready to take the next step, delivering more than you ever expected. Red River Bank. Everyday, extraordinary banking. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Red River Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
My shot. Man, what a glorious summer day.
Joe's surprisingly cheery response can be traced to what's in his golf cart cup holder.
Try again. These trees are majestic.
It's the McCafe line of delicious, rejuvenating beverages. Joe's enjoying the delicious wonder of the new blueberry pomegranate smoothie, made with blueberries and raspberries with a splash of pomegranate juice. And speaking of splash...
Man, I love golf.
There's always something new to love from McCafe. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. If you're just getting your morning started, it's a minute after 8 o'clock. Today, of course, is Wind Down Wednesday. It's August 14th, and this segment is sponsored by McDonald's of Alexandria, and we're so proud and honored to have all of the great folks from McDonald's. In our studio this morning, also the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Stay in play in Avoyelles Parish and Red River Bank. Everyday extraordinary banking. If you're just joining the show, we're joined by Glenda Stock, Terry Wilburn, and his wife, Carita Wilburn. Welcome back. And, you know, before we went to break, we were talking about the transition. We were talking about moving out of one season and into the next season. And we have always believed, and Glenda, you know this, you've been with us many times, in possibility. Mm-hmm. And when you can step out of something that is familiar, something that you know, something that everybody knows and says is good, and you can step out of the boat into the unknown, into that water that you don't know what it's going to bring, it's just got to take, first of all, not faith, not just faith, but courage.
It does. Lots of prayer and lots of faith. And yet, you know, God's proven over and over again that he will take care of us, and mm-hmm. that he will be there, and that he will lift us, and he will move us, and help us shine, and teach us what we know. And so my faith is encouraged by that every day. And trust me, I ask him for it every day, because you need it.
And isn't it amazing that we think all the time that our plan is better than God's plan?
Sure.
When we're in the moment.
Sure.
And we really have no idea. Now, Glenda, before we get back to Terry and Carita, I want you to speak to all of those people that you have been so many things to that are wondering, okay, how is this going to change what Glenda has done in the community?
Well, first of all, Alexandria has become my home, you know, and it's often said home is where you're friends are, and David and I were so blessed to be placed here, and I think for a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been able, through his blessings, to fulfill that purpose in many ways. So my intention is to continue to keep my home here in Alexandria. I hope to be able to travel a little bit more, because I am retired now, you know.
Okay? You keep throwing that out there.
I mean, I don't know what retired person gets up as early as I had to get up today for this little commitment. But seriously, my heart is in Alexandria, as evidenced by the building dedicated to my husband.
Absolutely.
The Red Cross building, the number of charities that we've committed to. We had the chance yesterday to go by and say hello to the Peabody staff in their return back to school work seminar. And
what did that feel like, Glenda, seeing them?
Proud, sort of proud out loud. Mm-hmm. You know, I was reminiscing with Coach Smith when I first came in 98. I took a tour of Peabody High School, and it was a sad sight.
Wow.
A disgusting sight,
mm-hmm.
a pitiful situation. And so I feel, you know, like little mother hen having been part of their groundbreaking there.
Uh-huh.
And to see this beautiful school with all of its amazing resources, and two proud, huge moments. Cliff Wright and Tyrone Constant are both general managers of ours,
mm-hmm.
in our stores here in Alexandria. Both Peabody graduates, both young men who went off to college that we supported their mm-hmm. scholarships and their sponsorships for them to do so. And they're now amazing performers and players and top earners
mm-hmm.
in our company.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a great feeling to have that, it's just a family connect,
mm-hmm.
honestly. And
mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm part of the Peabody family mm-hmm. as a result of
mm-hmm.
that. So my allegiance is strong, and it's loyal, and it's real, and it's not going to go away just because I've decided to go do something else. My life will be in Alexandria.
Absolutely. And I think that many people who are listening and who know you, and even those people on the periphery who don't know you but know of your works, are glad to hear that and to know that. But more than that, Glenda, we are glad that you are a survivor. And Terry is shaking his head, and she is, isn't she, Terry? She is. She is resilient beyond words.
My sister is one of the most resilient people I know. She has conquered so many things in life that a lot of people would not have even
mm-hmm.
attempted to. And I give her all the credit in the world to her accomplishments and what she's been able to do. For someone that had achieved so much before she even came in the McDonald family,
mm-hmm.
And the heights that she had reached with Delta, And then to start over at her young, tender age, I will let her tell if she wants to.
Yeah, but, 50 years old before I even put my foot in the McDonald's door, you know.
And those are the stories, Terry, yeah, that we love. 50 years old, does that not speak to possibility? But even at Delta, where she was over some 6,000-plus people, and then you step out of that, and you step into, again, mm-hmm, the uncertainty.
Well, and she started on the bottom. You know, it's she wasn't handed anything.
Mm-hmm.
She came and lived with us. She moved from a mansion in Atlanta to live in our third bedroom in our home. I didn't pay her a lot of money either. She worked hard. And I kept telling her, you got to earn your dues. You got to pay your dues. You got to pay your dues.
Is little brother talking to big sister.
That's right. Yes. And she did it. And she did it with a smile. And she pulled it off like a champion. She went through the program at an accelerated pace. And I think that paid off for her. It has paid off very good for Glenda.
Absolutely.
And I am proud to have been a part of it to help her do that. We certainly encouraged her to do that. Because Creed and I had only been in the business for about 2 or 3 years at that point, mm-hmm, on our own. Because I was 14 years with a corporation before I became an owner operator.
Wow. And so what is your hope, Carita and Terry, for the Alexandria market? Because I know that this is something new for you, Terry. What are you hoping for?
Well, let me tell you, I'm at a young, tender age of 60 myself, so adding this to my pages is something that I am still trying to put my arms around.
Mm-hmm.
I think the good part about it is we don't have to come in and fix anything.
Mm.
It's as a great, the shoes that we're stepping into, everything is fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
And my challenge is going to be trying to maintain, and that's what I'm happy to have Glenda still here in town, because
uh-huh,
she's going to keep me on track, and she'll keep me doing the right things that I need to do. And with my past experience of the expertise that I have in McDonald's and what Glenda will add,
mm-hmm,
I just don't think we can miss it. And I'm loving it. I think it's going to be a great community.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody that I've met here has been with open arms. We had a chance to meet a lot of people. I had known a lot already from things that happened over the last couple of years. Fabulous people here. I'm just so excited to be a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And we look forward to contributing to the community and continuing the McDonald's story on as Glenda has done.
Absolutely. And Carita, for you, I know this is going to be a transition, having a home here and then having to maintain one. What are your hopes for the future here in Alexandria?
I think Samuel's going to have a big business to run at some point. I think
he's ready.
Our hope is in him, mm-hmm, that at some point he will want to go into the business, number one, and that he will continue the great family tradition that we start.
Mm-hmm. And you know what I loved about Samuel is that with most kids, they're so unengaged. Not only was he engaged, Glenda, he came right over to me like we had been knowing each other.
Terrific.
No, I'm serious. He came, and then he grabbed me by the hand because I said, I want to meet your folks. I want to meet your mom. He said, come on.
Awesome.
And we just talked about life, and he has so much wisdom, and he talked about looking forward this year to working in the McDonald's. Now, keep in mind, everybody, this is a 14-year-old. This is what we are wanting for our young people, and I've said it many times on the show, we're always talking about what's wrong, but we never take a moment to see what's right. And you guys have had obviously a lot to do with what's right and making him the full-rounded young man that he is and the man that he'll ultimately become. And so before we have to let you go, Glenda, I don't know how often we're going to be seeing you, but what do you want to say to people
about? Thank you for the platform to do so. First of all, a giant, giant thanks to you and David for allowing us to be a part of this, what I think is only just begun forum that you have here. The spirit, the commitment that you guys have to what you're doing, not many people would be taking those steps of faith. So I know that great and mighty things are going to continue. To your listeners, thank you. Thank you for the years of support. Thank you for the years of encouragement, the cards, the notes, the letters. My customers are an extension of my family, mm-hmm, to be honest,
mm-hmm,
and they love that role, and I love it as well. And I'm going to miss that, but it doesn't mean I can't still have it. So
absolutely.
I've been allowed to go back into the stores. I'm allowed to work as much as I want to work. I'm allowed to
or as little.
Or as little. So, you know, it doesn't get any better than that.
Mm-hmm.
But seriously, Alexandria and this whole surrounding market has been an amazing blessing in my life. And I just can't say thanks enough. And so why on earth would I leave, and why on earth would I stop giving?
Mm-hmm.
So they can expect what they've come to know and I hope enjoy.
Absolutely. Dissy, I want to turn to you because Glenda has meant so much to our program, and Carita and Terry, you guys are just meeting us. But I said to you all before we went on the air that this show started out one day a week. We didn't know what it would be, 30 minutes. And we went around to those people in the community that we thought would embrace what we're doing as a hobby, but as something really good for people to hear and to start their mornings off with positivity, to start their mornings off hearing about great people, the story behind the Golden Arches, the story behind all of the pomp and circumstance. And Glenda, I have said this to you privately, and I can't hesitate to say it publicly, that you have taught me things about grace even when you weren't trying to teach. And the grace that you have displayed in everything that you have gone through, and the way that you have been able to stand and still be so many things, and probably needing to say no when you said yes, we honor you and we thank you for your belief in what we're doing.
Thank you, Carlette. Thank you, David. And I know you're, as I say, it's the tip of the iceberg. The best is yet to come for the two of you, because you're in the right spirit and the right mind and the right place. And I won't stop being your soul sister in prayer. So,
and I don't expect you to. DC, you have anything? DC.
All right.
Thank you, Glenda.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It's been a great ride. It's been a great ride.
Hey, this is only the beginning.
That's it.
Hey, yeah. Glenda Stock, Terry Wilburn, Carita Wilburn, thank you guys for spending what we consider to be the very earliest and hopefully the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. Your first time, but certainly not your last. Thank you.
Thank you for having
us. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Hey, everybody, you're on point. It's Wind Down Wednesday, and I got to take a break.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
Hello, my name is Darlene St. Romain. I am the CEO of Sylvia's Care and Companions Healthcare Services. Central Louisiana Business Incubator assists my agency with marketing by creating a commercial and a business website. They also assisted with the accreditation of my agency.
I am Fanny Gordon, owner and operator of Fanny Silks and Scents. They help my business to grow. For instance, improve sales tools and product marketing.
I'm Ivyanna Stewart, owner of Soulscapes. I want to take this opportunity to thank the Diversity in Action for acknowledging and actively reaching out to our diversity firms here in Alexandria.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Alexandria Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive, or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Brian, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years' experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
My shot. Man, what a glorious summer day!
Joe's surprisingly cheery response can be traced to what's in his golf cart cup holder.
Try again. These trees are majestic!
It's the McCafe line of delicious rejuvenating beverages. Joe's enjoying the delicious wonder of the new blueberry pomegranate smoothie, made with blueberries and raspberries with a splash of pomegranate juice. And speaking of splash...
Man, I love golf!
There's always something new to love from McCafe. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's Wind Down Wednesday, and if you're on your way, it's 25 minutes after 8 o'clock Central Standard, 9:25 Eastern. And let me just tell you, we're switching gears this morning to a really, really important conversation. And I want to introduce you to our next guest. She's got over a decade of experience. Her name is Kristen Kirkpatrick, and she has a Master of Science degree in Health Promotion Management. She's a registered dietitian as well as a licensed dietitian, and she's a wellness manager at the Cleveland Clinic Institute, overseeing the nutrition component of the clinic's Lifestyle 180 program, which really focuses on disease reversal. Kristen is also a regular contributor. You probably have seen her on the Dr. Oz show. And she also provides expert opinions for numerous national magazines and web outlets. Well, we welcome her to the OPT Network for the very first time. Kristen, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Carla. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Absolutely. So, Kristen, I want to turn to an article that caught our attention that you wrote, called 10 Things You Don't Know About Sugar and What You Do Know Could Hurt You. And I said to you at the beginning, sugar is a booger. Let's talk about sugar.
Well, I think, if we go back to the basics and we just look at our standard American diets, We are definitely consuming a tremendous amount more sugar than we are today than we were 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot to blame for that. Obviously, there's been huge increases in portion size, definitely a huge increase in the amount of processed foods that we're eating, and an increase in convenience foods.
Mm-hmm.
I remember my mom making dinner for me every single night when I was a kid, and that just doesn't happen as much today. So there's a lot of contributing factors to it, but I think at the core of it, the most important thing we need to look at is not so much what's contributing to it, but how we can reduce our sugar intake, because it really, really has a huge effect on our health.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things that the article talked about is the number of calories, the excess calories that we are consuming, about 500 a day, from sugar and probably sugar additives. How do we get there?
So how we got there was basically looking, if you look at some of the most popular products out there, they're kind of hidden in some of these products. So if you look at bread, for example, I've done a lot of work looking at food products that we don't think have sugar in it.
Mm-hmm.
But they're loaded with sugar. So certain breads have a lot of sugar. Crackers have a lot of sugar. Salad dressings, my God, having a fat-free salad dressing will get you to that extra 100 calories because they're going to have a lot of sugar in it. So, if you look at that number, that excess 500 calories, it only takes 500 extra calories a day to make us gain 1 pound in a week.
Wow.
So if you look at it from that perspective, it's really quite scary, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's not even going into the physiological changes that occur when we have too much sugar. And I'm talking about what happens to our brain and how we continue to want more of it as long as we keep feeding that habit. So it's a big problem for a lot of people. Definitely one of the top problems I see in my patients here.
And then with all of the hidden sugars, how do we help people? And that's 500 calories, excess calories that are probably hidden that we really don't know about. How do we help people to get past that? Because, how do you count? You're eating a fat-free dressing. You think this is a good thing. You're eating a cracker as opposed to maybe something else that could be a lot more sugary. How do we help people to understand just those really covert sugars that we're getting?
Right. Well, what I tell my patients is I really take it back to the basics. So I tell my patients to start focusing on eating food, right? And when you look at food, when you look at Michael Pollan's definition of food, food comes from nature, it's fed from nature, and it will eventually rot. That is the best definition I've ever heard of food. So I ask all of my patients, if you have a fat-free dressing, and you're looking at these ingredients, are these things coming from nature? Right? They're not. They're not coming from nature. So what happens in a fat-free dressing, and of course this takes some time for people to really wrap their brains around, but what happens is the manufacturer takes out something that we really like and that makes us feel good, which is fats, and they have to replace it with something else in order to keep sales up and to, to keep the marketing and everything like that. What happens, though, when you have a fat-free dressing and sugar will come anywhere from the first or second ingredients, is that your blood sugar and your insulin spike dramatically, and that's followed by a dramatic drop. So shortly after you have that food, and we're not even getting into what's happening internally in your body and how it's increasing inflammation, increasing risk for heart disease, things of that nature. But what's happening is that quickly afterward, you're hungry again. And guess what you want? You want more sugar.
Mm-hmm.
So what I tell my patients is just think of a day in the life. If you were to have the full fat dressing, there are so many studies that show how great olive oil is and how much it makes us full and satiated and how it helps our health.
Mm-hmm.
So if you give yourself that extra 100 calories, and those are nutrient-dense calories, then what you're doing is avoiding needing to eat again in a few more hours. So in the span of a 24-hour day, you're much more likely to eat less if you are not having the fat-free dressing.
Mm.
So you can't think of what's going to work now.
So instead of the fat-free dressing, we should replace that maybe with a little olive oil, or what about just like regular dressing?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, just a regular dressing that's not a fat-free version. Again, I would look at some of the ingredients and see what kind of additives are there too. I'll tell you, Carlette, that it takes 5 minutes to put together a fabulous olive oil, a fabulous balsamic vinegar, and put it together in a dressing. I would rather my patients invest in a really good quality version. And I'm sure you've got some great olive oil and vinegar stores in Louisiana there. And that's where I kind of send my patients to. Start making your own food. Don't rely on the bottle because you're relying on the manufacturer to control what you're putting in your body. So you take control.
Absolutely. Right? You know, the thing that really, really troubled me about the article, Kristen, is this. That the fact that sugar can damage your heart. Now, the study done in the Journal of the American Heart Association that displayed strong evidence that sugar can actually affect the pumping mechanism of our heart is just absolutely, that's gut-wrenching.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. And we've, you know, if you're a clinician and this is what you do every day like myself, you've always known that sugar can damage your or can increase your risk for heart disease by damaging your vessels and things like that. But this was really the first huge study that we've seen that actually looks at increasing the risk for heart failure. And as I had mentioned in the article, if you look at our statistics from the CDC, half of the people that are diagnosed with heart failure will die within 5 years. So this is, you know, not to say that a heart attack is better than heart failure, but I think as we become more aware as a society, as a nation, and we become more concerned, I think we're going to continue to see more of these studies coming out that are showing us really what sugar with a food with excess sugar is going to do. You know, I've seen studies where it shows how it affects kidneys and things of that nature. Now, of course, this isn't relating to someone who may have, let's say, less than 100 calories of sugar a day, right? In moderation. But this is really relating to the average American, and the average American is having an excessive approach to it.
Right. So do you think, Kristen, with the new studies, the information that we're trying to disseminate, do you think that people are really getting it? You know, nobody, we've heard the studies that sugar is addicting, that it's probably even more addicting than a lot of drugs. Are people really getting the dangers of what sugar can do to the body?
I don't think so. I don't think we're there yet. I think that people are aware that sugar can make them gain weight. And I think everyone is aware that sugar is not good for them. There's no doubt about that. I don't think people are looking at, you know, I think, and this is definitely, this is mainly true for women over men, and I see this all the time in my patients, is that most of us are in this quest for the perfect body, right?
Of course.
And when you're in the quest for the perfect body, and you look at all the diet books, and you look at everything out there, your attention is on quantity of calories and not quality of calories. And that is a mind shift that we need to really reverse. So if you focus more on quality calories, then your diet will change dramatically. If you say to yourself, I'm not going to put anything in my mouth today, or let's be realistic, 80% of what I put in my mouth today are going to be foods that help me. And only 20% will
be foods. And so let's stop right there. Okay, foods that help me. Now, somebody that, this was their Monday. This was their Monday start. And we're talking about foods that help me. Let's talk about what that could look like.
So great. So if you're someone who if we stick with the sugar example, and you're someone who really likes sweet, then I would say have some berries incorporated into your diet in the morning. So that might look like a beautiful bowl of steel-cut oatmeal. If you want it a little more creamy, you can put some almond milk in it, and then top it with some blackberries or strawberries or whatever you like, and maybe some walnuts. Okay, that breakfast is going to give you whole grains. It will give you omega-3 fatty acids if you add the walnuts. And if you add the berries, this is going to give you one of the best foods that we have seen in the research to help fight against specific cancers. So this is a great example of a breakfast that is going to completely help your health.
Okay.
In addition to that, when you give yourself that sweet in terms of these berries that you're putting on your oatmeal, if we stay with this example, the oatmeal is also very high in fiber. So the best way to say it is that the fiber and the sugar kind of compete for absorption. And so when you have something that's higher in fiber but still has sugar, it's not as bad as, let's say, a piece of licorice that has no fiber and 100% sugar.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the sugars we find in something like an apple are not as damaging to us, based on the research, than sugar we'll find in another type of food.
Now,
because the apple has fiber.
Okay, now good. I'm glad we're here with fruits. Can we get too much natural sugar? Because I'm going to tell you one thing. It's hot in Louisiana. It is humid, and I have been a water-eating, watermelon-eating fool. I mean, just really have, literally, I have eaten a lot of watermelon.
Yeah.
Can you get too much natural sugar?
Yeah, you can definitely get too much natural sugar.
Oh, no!
You know, but if you stay within, you know, you could still have your watermelon if you want that to be the fruit of choice. For the summer, watermelon is packed with lycopene, so many benefits. It actually has less calories than other fruits because it has such a high water content, and it helps with hydration. A lot of benefits to it, but I would say, you know, what I tell my patients are to limit your fruit servings to about 4 handfuls a day. So you could still have that watermelon that you're enjoying, and you could have it 4 times a day, just have a smaller portion.
Okay.
And I think that now gets into the aspect of chewing your food very well. There's studies that show that if you chew at least 42 times, you eat less. All right, it sounds ridiculous, but that's one tactic that I give to my patients. And it's really about enjoying your food, not having distractions. I can imagine, Carlette, that you've got a very busy day.
Mm-hmm.
So the chances of you on a commercial break, maybe, you know, scarfing down some watermelon might be pretty high, right?
Right. And I might not be chewing it 42 times. I might not have time.
You might not have time. So, you know, in that case, I would just, sometimes it takes a little extra work, but you could pre-portion out. If you think that you got a watermelon problem right now, pre-portion out your 4 different servings that you're going to have and choose how you're going to have it. So, you know, I would say you can have too much of anything except for green leafy vegetables. I mean, anything that's green and leafy, anything that's cruciferous like a broccoli or cauliflower, you know, you're not going to be downing 6 cups of it and wanting
Absolutely
more. It has
not.
So much fiber, you're going to be running to the bathroom. So there's only so much you can have with these things. You're not going to go excess on it. So I don't want people to be afraid of fruits. And I don't want people to be afraid of milk or dairy products which have lactose, which is also a simple sugar. I think that you're probably you're a great example of having a healthy snack. You're not the norm, though, right? Most people are popping the energy bar that they have in their purse on their lunch break. So you're not getting the concentrated sugar in your watermelon that the average American is getting. And if that's your problem right now that you're having, you're doing pretty well.
Well, and so let me switch over to this real quick before we've got to let you go. There is such an addiction to sugar. And I want to talk about how we start to dialogue about this sugar addiction, Kristen, and how we help people to get beyond the addiction when sugar is literally in everything.
Yep, yep. Well, there's a few things. The number one thing that I always tell people, and I've got plenty of people that will send me an email and say, I'm addicted to sugar. Can you help? The number one tip I give people is to not substitute the real sugar that they're getting in for artificial sweeteners.
Okay.
Okay, that's a huge fault that a lot of people that are, quote unquote, addicted to sugar turn to.
Right.
Right? And so that never solves the problem. Number one, you're still giving yourself that sweet, and you're not training your taste buds. It's really about training your taste buds to not need that sweetness, right? Artificial sweeteners, we've also found in some studies, may actually increase our risk of metabolic syndrome.
Right.
That's another thing. So it's just, it's not a good, you know, I always say it depends on your personality, but I'm working with a woman right now and she's like, I just need to cut it out completely. I can't have the berries. I can't have anything like that. So we're putting in some different foods in her diet that will also increase those neurotransmitters, the same ones that sugar opens up. Mm. So there's certain foods that open up norepinephrine, dopamine, and serotonin. And so there are foods aside from sugar that can make you feel good too. Complex carbohydrates such as whole grains.
Mm-hmm.
Turkey, we know, has tryptophan. That helps with calmness. So cottage cheese helps. So, you know, if you can substitute those other foods that also open up and enhance those neurotransmitters and make you feel good, that's another step. I also tell people to always have healthy snacks on hand, because if you want to really make a change, you got to have food in your house
mm-hmm.
that's not loaded with sugar,
mm-hmm.
right?
Absolutely.
I mean, I know someone, if they've got gummy bears in their closet, they're
what are you
going to
choose? That exactly right.
Right. Exactly, exactly. Another suggestion is to eat a little bit of a larger breakfast that has more protein in it. And the reason for that is that there's a few studies that show that having a larger breakfast with a lot of protein, so an egg, for example,
mm-hmm.
actually helps to fight off cravings of all kinds over the course of the next 5 to 6 hours.
Wow.
There's this huge connection between the breakfast you have and how much you're going to eat throughout the day, and even whether or not you're going to snack later in the day. It's actually quite fascinating. So if you're someone who loves sugar and you're skipping breakfast, that's another thing that you have to change completely. And then the third would be, and this might be a surprise for people, is you really have to look at how well you're sleeping. Sugar cravings are linked to our circadian cycle. And when you get too little sleep or too much sleep, that changes some of our digestive hormones and actually may make us crave more sugar. So when you have a night where mm-hmm. you're up all night and the next day you're like, I can't stop eating.
Mm-hmm.
We've all had that.
Mm-hmm.
That is being caused by changes in your hormones that have occurred because of a lack of sleep. So there's a big connection with that too. So we have to look beyond just kind of, okay, I can't have sugar, so I'm going to have these carrots, and I hate the carrots, and now I'm miserable.
Right.
Uh-huh. We have to look a little deeper into that.
Mm-hmm. And this really is a process, isn't it, Kristen? It's a process, but we thought after seeing the article, it is a dialogue that we want to begin with our listeners and with people that are struggling with weight issues and struggling with sugar. And a lot of people, quite frankly, don't even know that they're struggling with sugar.
Oh, right. Absolutely. They either don't know because they're not realizing how it's hidden in their food choices,
mm-hmm.
Or I've had this situation as well. They're thin, so they feel as if it's okay to have as much sugar as I want. Mm. I'm thin. But you
and
know,
talk about how deceptive that can be.
Totally. Oh, my gosh. Completely. I mean, I always say to people that come to see me, do you know how many thin people are walking around that are a week away from a heart attack?
Wow.
Right? So even though we know that being thin helps to significantly decrease our risk for certain chronic conditions, if you're thin and your diet stinks, it's not an insurance for you to be healthy the rest of your life.
Absolutely.
Right? So I think as women, we are so programmed to make sure that the outside is beautiful, but we really need to start thinking about making the inside beautiful, right?
Powerful, powerful stuff.
That is something so important.
Powerful stuff. Kristen, I got to wrap it up here, but Kristen Kirkpatrick, give your website, and we absolutely have to have you back because there's so much more to talk about.
Oh, great. Yes. So we are at www.clevelandclinicwellness.com. And then I've also got blogs on Huffington Post and the Dr. Oz Show.
Absolutely. Kristen, thank you so much for spending the earliest and best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network.
Thank you, Carla. It was a pleasure.
Kristen, stand by for me. Hey, everybody, we've got to take a break here, but we're back with more right after this.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Your
Your children are your heart, and their education is important, but it can leave your pocketbook on life support. So where do you turn to take care of your little dear's back-to-school needs? No other place than Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. With their great back-to-school loan special, rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty discounts and a 12-month payment plan, you can get up to $2,000 today. So don't stress. Let Heart of Louisiana take care of your little heart this school year. Hurry in. Offer ends August 15th. Give them a call at 473-4562 or visit them on the web at heartcu.org.
APR equals annual percentage rate. Quote rate is the lowest available rate and will be based on your credit score. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. We will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana loans with this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA. Limit one back to school loan per household.
The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums. Enjoy annual festival fun. Recreate at our golf courses and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
What happens when your bank does the unexpected? When every encounter is refreshingly friendly and personal? When flexibility becomes an everyday occurrence and you find options instead of obstacles? Prosperity happens. Possibilities happen. There is such a bank, customer-focused and service-driven, there for you when you're ready to take the next step, delivering more than you ever expected. Red River Bank. Everyday, extraordinary banking. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Red River Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Did you know that every year the federal government awards over $500 billion in contracts, and a significant share of those contracts are...
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get wired satellites powered by DirecTV now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica! Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to Wind Down Wednesday. I don't know about you, but our week has been on point
great,
so far.
Great.
Great, great, great.
Take that.
It has been amazing. And you know what? All you have to do is speak those great things into existence. And I'm going to tell you, you can believe it or you cannot believe it. You can continue to say, woe is me, and have your pity parties, or you can come out of it, your pity party and sorehead parties, or you can come out of it and you can begin to speak those things as though those things that are not as though they were. I'm telling you, it absolutely works. I don't care if your week started off kind of shoddy, kind of shifty. You know what? Today is a new day. We have grace for today and all is well. So start making those declarations and make those declarations with your kids as they're getting ready for back to school. Make sure that you're on point. They're getting enough rest. They're getting great breakfast. You heard from Kristen Kirkpatrick, who is, she's got so many degrees in dietitians and licensed dietitian, registered dietitian. She understands food. And you know what I was thinking? McDonald's is a great place to have some great oatmeal for your kids to get their morning started. It's wonderful. It's warm. You can get fruit on it. And it's really good. But before we've got to go, I want to remind you guys to make sure that you're on point tomorrow when Will Haygood will be our guest. He is the author of The Butler, A Witness to History. It is the story that has inspired the motion picture The Butler that Oprah and Forrest Whitaker and Cuba Gooding Jr. and all of the big stars are going to be in. Well, he is the actual catalyst for the movie that's going to be debuting August the 16th. We're super excited to hear his story and to hear how he has chronicled the life of Eugene Allen. It promises to be an amazing, amazing show. And what we want to remind you about is that all of the information that we give you every day with the authors and the people that come on the show, we try to post that on our website. Yeah, so you can go to www.onpointcxmas.com. Kristen.com. We're already getting great text messages and emails about Kristen and about sugar. We're going to be talking more and more about it. It's a dialogue that we've got to open up. We're so addicted to sugar. And in many studies, it's saying that it's a worse addiction than cocaine. It does something in our brain, and she talked about it, where it makes us literally happy. And I know this to be true because when DC gets around certain sugars, honey, he starts to do what I call a happy dance. Even before the sugar goes into his mouth, he starts to do this dance. Do it for me, baby. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's it. That's it. He does this dance that says, oh, yeah, I'm about to get my sugar fix. Uh-oh. 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 Are you about to get a sugar? It's Wind Down Wednesday, and we are having an incredible time. Again, we want to thank Glenda Stock and her family, Terry and Carita Wilburn. They are the new owners of the McDonald's right here in Alexandria. But most importantly, we want to thank all of you for spending what we consider to be the very best and first part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. And this is what we'd like to say. It's all positive all the time. Make sure that you are getting your morning started on the right foot. Don't let that junk in. Don't let those people in that want to anger you and make you go to work mad. No, get positive, be positive, and it's going to change the atmosphere. We do this every single morning because we love you. But what we know is that God loves us even more than that. Love yourself. Be kind to yourself. But most importantly, be the change that you want to see. For young David Christmas. For big David Christmas. I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe Wind Down Wednesday. Don't forget about tomorrow. Will Haygood is going to join us. And Friday is going to be real women, real talk. And we never know where that's going. So you want to make sure that you're on point for that. But for now, we got to call it a wrap. Hey, everybody, we're out of here, but we'll see you right back here, God willing, on Thursday. Have a great day, everybody. You've been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our mission is to encourage,